Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Baby. Yo, y'all got me effed up, man.
What happened?
It's Ebro.
And Laura. And Rosenberg. Good morning. It's a beautiful day today. Let me see. Where's my phone, man? I can't even tell you what the weather's like because I don't have my phone with me. It's one of those days for me, guys. Everything's, you know, all over the place. A high of 79 degrees, sunshine, beautiful. Alternate type parking rules are in effect.
Yo, Laura.
Let's go.
You know, Eric Adams was supposed to be on our show today. Then they canceled.
Yes, I know about that.
Because I said I had Maya Wiley at my number one slot.
Is that why he canceled?
Well, according to information I got, and then I was like, look, I like Eric Adams, but I got questions. Like,
yeah.
You was a registered Republican, they say.
Yeah.
And they say you actually live in Jersey and you tried to hide it.
Yeah.
And what was this comment about you saying that one teacher could teach 300 students now with technology?
Yeah, it was an interview that I saw a clip and
yeah,
I saw
it. But I wanted him to answer. Maybe it was taken out of context. Maybe things happen.
So that's why we wanted to talk to him.
So when de Blasio was up here yesterday, then after the show, well, Adam's team called. He's not coming on the show now because what?
Mm.
Look, there's things I disagree with Yang on. He came on the show. I didn't like how he answered certain questions while he was on the show. But, you know, I let people come up here. I let them rock so the voters can hear it.
It's important.
You know, it's time to get to voting. And you get five different choices. Like last night, Ray McGuire. I like Ray McGuire. I know a lot of progressives that surprisingly like the Wall Street dude because they feel he cares about the wealth gap. He cares about people's wages. He cares about helping people get from the bottom to the middle and the middle to the top. He cares about teaching black wealth. People like that. But he got up there last night and him and Diane Morales got a little spicy. And she was like, you can't speak for all black and brown people, because Ray McGuire was like, look, all black and brown people don't want the option of defund the police. Or something else.
Yeah.
And she was like, you can't speak about black and brown people like it's a monolith, like it's one thing. It got spicy.
Yep.
Ray McGuire, listen, she's right. You played yourself, and I like you.
And he was like, I just did.
And I'm going to do it again. He doubled down.
But she also didn't even like, I know what she was trying to say. But it also said, it looked to me like she was looking for the moment.
She was.
She was like, he said it's black and brown. You don't get to. I was like she had that spot
yeah,
plan.
Yeah, that she did.
Because he wasn't necessarily going to speak about black and brown.
She did. But did he have to double down when she went for the moment and get into a back and forth?
That's why.
You played yourself.
And women could have men there and be like, oh, I know what I'm going to do with your small little man ego. Just push you a little
bit.
That's
right. And that showed a side of Ray McGuire that he was acting like a hardhead, like he don't want to listen.
Yep, instead of sitting back. And be like, oh, you know what? It's a good point.
Coming off like a know-it-all.
Yep.
So anyway, back to Eric Adams. So then we got word after he told us he wasn't coming on the show that he's coming on the show.
So he's back.
He's back. But see, I gotta ask him, why has this happened? Because they said this happened with a debate too, where Eric Adams canceled the debate and then the pressure came and he was back in the debate.
Could be his campaign staff. Maybe they're sensitive.
Yeah, that is actually, he's not wrong. It could be that.
Yo, is Shawnee caping for a politician? That's his boy. That's Eric Adams. His boy. Well, That's his boy.
I was gonna get to that. I'm not caping.
I'm just saying it could be.
It could be though if you have one campaign manager though, who operates in that way that things do go.
Surprised at you, Shawnee.
Look, I know him. Wait, what is there to be surprised about?
Yeah, but if I didn't know it was a cape for him in the politician job, like
nah,
I
that's his
too.
Job. Look, that's his job.
Look, if I see him over at the what's the joint?
Imani?
At Imani?
Because that's
cool.
Where
let's have a beverage.
Let's have a beverage.
He be having his white pants on, his shirt slightly.
Look,
unbuttoned.
Let me tell you. This
you know what I'm saying?
I don't really mess with politics, police, none of that stuff. But if it was
but
E. Raymond,
do, but
if it was E. Raymond, I would be like, maybe it's his people because I know him personally.
Well, E. Raymond's not a cop no more, so he's different.
Well, now he's a politician. Now he's a politician, so I'm just saying. I don't
look,
know.
Look, Eric Adams don't even get love from his police union either. I think that's a feather in his cap, actually.
Well, yeah. Especially up against the people who are getting these police endorsements.
So anyway, we'll see what happens. Eric Adams on the program later on today or tomorrow. I don't know which one it is. But we about to get to Shenanigans with Laura Never Loses.
Yeah.
Call right now. 800-223-9797.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Oh, my God. Pee-wee just had diarrhea all over the floor. He came and he sat down on my foot and I have poo-poo on my foot.
God. Are you barefoot?
Yes!
97 minutes commercial free every morning with Ebro in the Morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hot 97 Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
Boom!
Pow! Yo, the weather yesterday, I don't know how it gets better. The weather today, I think it's some of the same. I don't know how it gets more beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really, really nice. It's a high of 79 and just sunshine. Sunshine, sunshine, sunshine.
Yeah, man. Laura, I just, and we'll talk about it later on the show, In the Heights. They're calling it In the Whites.
Oh man, they going that far?
In the Whites.
Oh,
the Whites. The Whites uptown. D-Molo to the Whites.
Is anyone in the film actually white? Because I only seen the trailer and...
Well, it's when you say white, do you mean like Anglo or do you mean just European looking but speak Spanish?
Yeah, white Latinos.
Like, do the people of the film look like Laura?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
They look like me?
Yeah.
Yes.
You think I look like... So do I look like Laura? That's the question.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
yeah.
just don't speak her Spanish, and you have no hair. That's it.
The conversation is about Afro-Latinos, specifically black Afro-Latinos.
Not having they have any representation in the film?
Yeah, but only in the salons and as dancers, the usual
who's
spots.
Who's the main black dude who's in the film?
He's black. He's African-American.
He's African-American. That was in the trailer. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
So he's a black dude.
Corey?
Yeah, Corey. He was the guy that played Dr. Dre in the NWA movie.
Yeah, he's right, dope. Right, okay.
Fire.
But that's
but even the young lady,
the conversation.
You know, it's also skin complexion too, right? Because the young lady that's one of the leads, I think her name is Nina. What is her name in real life? She's an artist, man. She's
Leslie Grace.
Leslie Grace, you can see in her features, she has, you know, African-esque features. Mm. She's an Afro-Latina, curly hair.
Yeah.
You know.
But she's still
brown
pretty light
nose, skin. But her skin complexion is very light, bright, almost white.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She considers herself an Afro-Latina, but she is not brown black. And so that's the part of the problem. So much so that even Lin-Manuel Miranda, our boy, had to apologize. He put out an apology.
Yeah, I saw. It was a good, thorough apology, too. I thought, are people still mad at him, though? Or is it like, hey.
I don't know if they're mad at him. Look, the problem is you look at the casting directors for a movie about Uptown. The casting directors, two white folks.
Yeah, and they completely ignore it. If you go to Washington Heights, there's clearly people that look like Castlewin everywhere. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they completely, and this is something that happens with Latinos everywhere, though. Black Latinos always get ignored. Always. Because they always want the stereotypical looking Latina like me.
Because of white supremacy. Because they want to cater to white people and assimilate. Yes. And that's why you got OGs like Rita Moreno coming out. What did she say in an interview, Laura Stein?
Because I just Googled it. And right now she's like, I guess she was getting roasted.
Yeah.
I'll find her statement. But she said something like, why do you have to ruin the moment? Like, why do you have to, like, why couldn't you just wait till this is over? Like,
listen, Rita.
The same BS that black folks and black Latinos have been told forever. Just hush up. Your wait. Just keep waiting for your turn. Honey. And then Rita Moreno was also one that, if you start looking up her stuff, she used to use brown face to look more Latina.
So now they're coming for her in
general? Yeah, but she sounded like a clown, fam, when she was talking about it.
Listen,
some of our
OGs are assimilators, man.
Yeah.
Well, they're also just old. I mean.
But that was the thing at the time, right? Like, get in where you fit in, assimilate. That ain't the thing. People want representation. And if you're not aware that it's an issue, then you're going to get fried.
Her recent comment, I'm incredibly disappointed in myself, she said in a statement to The Hollywood Reporter. While making a statement in defense of Lin-Manuel Miranda on Colbert last night, I clearly was dismissive of black lives that matter in our Latin community.
Listen, racism in Latin America is more complicated because they didn't have Jim Crow.
But
it's clear when you look at it. If you're paying attention, you see it.
Of course. Of course.
But what were you going to say, Laura?
What's the Dominican dictator? What's his name?
Trujillo.
Yes. He's horrifying. Like, he straight was...
He was killing anybody that looked Haitian.
Anyone black, he was murdering. Like, if you look at the numbers of how he murdered all black folks, he's up there with the crazies. And that happened when, like, in the 50s? Not that long ago.
That's right.
I mean, I just recently learned Dominican history because, you know, that's not something I learned in school. And my Dominican friends were schooling me, and I started doing my own research. And it's horrifying, like, the things that you read on. And it makes me understand a little bit better why the OGs are so anti-black.
Are the characters in the Heights all or mostly Dominican?
Yeah. I mean, in real life or
in the
movie?
In the film.
No, they have some characters who are not Dominican, for
Puerto
sure.
Rican,
like, it shows there's a more, you know, general Latin.
Yeah, I think.
And there's definitely a scene where there's, you know, Colombians and, you know, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera.
But it's the same
it's
thing.
It's based on DR. It's based on Washington.
One thing, love to Lin-Manuel Miranda, but I don't think you can blame the casting directors. The casting directors are going to go cast the people that they're tasked with casting. They're not expected to be like, hey, just do a good job getting what
that's right.
He's from the Heights. He's supposed to deliver, this is what we're looking for, and then they go find them. I mean,
so
I'm not saying that it messed up too, but I think
Lin
it's on him.
Than the casting directors.
Yeah, it's his operation. And then you hire people to go find the people you want.
Yeah, I mean, which is why he jumped out, I believe, and apologized. Right,
because he took ownership for it.
Well, the director, you know, because you have the casting director. I don't know how this stuff works. But yes, Lin's name is on it. So he jumped out.
I mean, he created In the Heights. Ultimately, it comes from all things.
That's right.
And he took full ownership for it. I mean, listen, use it for an opportunity to make this better and come up with something better next time. You know, he started making this project years ago. Probably before this conversation was where it was.
But that's the problem, though.
That is the problem.
It goes to show you how long black Latinos have been ignored.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But 5 years ago, we all know, by the way.
Well, and then the worst part. Then the worst part is the director comes out and says, well, we just casted people that we thought were best for the job. And everybody's like, wait a minute, fam. So you mean to tell me there's no good Afro-Latin actors that y'all saw? Zero?
By the way, though, it goes so deep than that that it's possible they didn't see that many because of the way that it was even listed in casting in the first place and the way that people approached those roles at that time. That they were just not even looking. You know what I'm saying? They weren't even looking at the idea of Latino.
Yeah, but here's the depth of white supremacy. This is how deep it goes. People will look at darker complected people, and just because they're darker complected, they don't find them attractive.
Sure.
They don't find them appealing to their eyes. So that's why I go to the casting director, and even Lin-Manuel Miranda, even the director, I forgot his name. See them, they don't see themselves because that's not how they've been programmed to see their culture.
Right. They see it as something else.
Same thing happens with Jews. Black Jews say the same thing about Jews. They'll be like, yo, I'm Jewish. Why are you always treating me like I'm not Jewish? Because white supremacy, the programming.
It's built in.
It's built in for you to not see yourself
and that's why
or your culture in somebody who's darker complexion.
And that's why people get offended. They're like, but I'm not racist. It's like, no, it's bigger than you. It's bigger than your conscious thought that you're like, oh, that person's less than. It's like, no, it's built into us. It's not, it's been baked in. It's in the sauce.
It's ragu, man.
It's ragu.
Here, shenanigan time. Laura's got a gift, a prize. Yes. It's time for Laura Never Loses.
Okay. You have time?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Skip the hellos. Let's just get to it, all right?
All right, let's go. Who's on the phone?
Let's go. Christina. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. David, good morning.
Morning, Ebro, Laura.
Peace.
What up? Christine, who you want to represent? You, me or Laura Stiles?
Laura Stiles.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Shani with the questions.
Remember, I got a prize, guys. The Ultimate Boss Dad Experience. You get dinner, Rich by Rick Ross, VIP men's grooming kit, a personal Father's Day message from Rick Ross, and everyone who wins will qualify for a grand prize of a luxury men's watch made hot by Rosalind Social and Vladdy Simons.
60 seconds on the clock. Shani with the questions. Let's play. Laura Never Loses.
Here we go.
Okay, who reportedly melted down?
Ebro.
Who reportedly melted a meltdown? Meltdown.
Two.
LeBron One. James.
Maybe, but incorrect. Who reportedly melted down at a deposition and put on his Jesus Christ mask?
That was Kanye West.
Yeezy. What? That's correct. In which 1980 movie does Jack Nicholson say?
The Shining.
The Shining is correct. Here's Johnny. Jimmy Iovine and Ebro. Dr. Dre.
Ebro.
They are starting a public school in South Los Angeles.
Los Angeles is correct. Name two of the four time zones in the continental U.S. Ebro.
Eastern Standard Time and Pacific Standard Time.
That is correct. Justin Bieber and Little Baby.
Ebro.
This is a
Ebro.
Oh my gosh.
They're both performing at Made in America.
Correct. Shall I continue? Wellington is the capital of what country?
Wellington? Ooh. I don't know this.
Ebro. Wellington is the capital of...
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Something white.
Something super white.
Three, two, one.
Denmark. I
don't incorrect.
No. What is it?
New Zealand.
You know what? I kept my brain.
I was going to say Australia.
Me too, but I know it wasn't that. My brain was going Australia. And I was like, but it's not Australia because it's New Zealand.
Sorry to the Kiwis out there. Sorry to the Kiwis.
We should have known that.
Hey, Christine, we love you, but
sorry, Christine.
Not today. David!
Yeah!
Yo, you got the Father's Day pack. Huh? Yo, Christina, you lost and your phone's loud. David!
Congrats, David. Yeah.
Yo, you get the Rick Ross, the boss, Father's Day situation, man. Ultimate boss dad experience. You got Rich by Rick Ross, men's grooming kit, a personal Father's Day message from the boss. And when you get that message, hit him back and say, yo, fam, you don't mow all that lawn. There's no way he's mowing all that lawn, B. Hang on, David. We'll get your info.
Minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Flash your lights up.
Mama Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flash lights?
With Laura Styles. Styles.
So Freaknik is set to return.
Is
it's
it?
Coming back to Atlanta in the 3-day block party. Freaknik 2021.
Mm.
They're saying it's going to be different than the one in the 90s.
Well, if you want it to be different, you might want to change the name.
Right.
They're saying people should not expect the sexually explicit function traditionally associated with the
It's
event.
Called Freaknik.
Right.
Fam.
It's only one thing.
That's it.
It either is or it's not.
So it's going down October 8th through 10th, and it's Adina Howard, Project Pat, Adina Lil Scrappy, Ray J, Pastor Troy.
Wow.
Paul Wall.
Y'all lying.
Feel Bob.
Y'all lying.
JG.
Whoever organized this event, first of all, have a great time. If this is your thing, this is your thing. But y'all lying to me.
What do you mean?
Because the act's booked. You're trying to relive a moment in time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That moment in time was a time that's the reason they canceled this damn thing to begin with.
It's called Freaknik.
If you want it to be less freaky, you got to remove the word Freaknik.
And the main theme song is I Want a Freak in the Morning, Just Like Me by Adina Howard.
Freak in the morning, freak in the morning.
That's where you going with
just
this?
Just like me.
But it won't be any sexual.
And Pastor Troy, I'm cutting.
Right.
Which is I'm having sex with you.
And Ray J. Come on.
So,
yeah, y'all
I
lying.
Mean, you know,
y'all lying
if it's your
me.
Thing, then...
You can't do it. There's no halfway doing this. Just don't do it.
That's your flash of the light report. The time is 7:04. Today is a high of 78 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Congratulations. You have played yourself. Who should get it? Hit us right now on the socials at Hot 97 at Ebro in the AM.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, what's happening, man? What's going on? Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free. It's time for. Oh, no.
I got it.
Oh.
Sure?
Yeah.
Well.
Damn.
Congratulations.
There we
you
go.
You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Damn.
I don't play.
Well, guess who's playing themselves right now? President Joe Biden. It happened yesterday. Your man sat down with Putin. Thought it was a good idea. And I guess, you know, look, having a sit down, you know, shaking hands, having a conversation where a dude's just going to basically everything you accuse him of, he's going to say he's not doing.
Nothing to worry about.
And then you're going to take photos with him shaking hands and smiling. And then come out of it and get an attitude with the CNN White House correspondent who said, who asked Biden, do you think or do you feel confident that Putin would actually change his behavior? Biden snapped at her and was like, what in the? Why do you do this all the time?
What?
Biden, just trying to, if you sat down with a guy to have a conversation.
Who you admit you think is a bad guy.
And someone asks you.
Do you think you can change him? It's a reasonable question. It seems like a reason. I didn't hear the context, but it sounds like a reasonable question. I don't hate him trying to sit with Putin.
Nah, I don't hate it. But if anybody thought something was actually going to come of it.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Russia's not afraid of the United States. There's no fear. What would they be afraid of? And then not only that, you just gave Putin the microphone and the stage and more attention.
And Putin's going to run. I mean, I worry about them alone because I feel like he can run circles around Biden.
Of course. Biden's old. Without his wife, Dr. Jill, there, you know Biden, he might just, who knows, his brain. Sometimes Biden's brain just looks like it turns off. Keep it a buck.
He's got to rest. I don't know why. I hope he's not alone when he's having these conversations. I really do. I hope he's got a friend. They had someone with him. His man's in them. He's got to have
Biden's got a man's in them?
Has to have a man's in them, or I do not want it to happen.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got on your list today?
Well, actress Rita Moreno gave it to herself. Gave herself a congratulations. And well-deserved, too.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You know, Rita is an OG. Remember West Side Story, Singing in the Rain. She's been around for a long time.
Nothing to worry about.
So she had an interview on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and she addressed the issue of the film In the Heights lacking dark-skinned Afro-Latino actors, you know, which resulted in a public apology from Lin-Manuel Miranda that recently happened. But during the conversation, she had the nerve to say, I'm simply saying, why can't you just wait a while and leave it alone? There's a lot of people who are Puerto Rican, who are also from Guatemala, who are dark-skinned, and who are also fair. We're all colors in Puerto Rico, and this is how it is. And the way she said it, though, was very dismissive. Like, why can't you just wait a while and enjoy the movie? But that's the problem. How long are people supposed to wait to actually feel represented in a film that's supposed to be about them? She goes back, and she made a statement basically saying, I can hear the hurt and frustration over colorism.
No, you can't.
You know, she's like, I hear that without sufficient dark-skinned Afro-Latino representation, it feels, you know, the work feels, you know, it's lacking, we need to represent, blah, blah, blah. So she went out and, you know, cleaned it up, a fam.
Congratulations.
This is exactly
yourself.
What people are frustrated with.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, 2 days ago, had already put up an apology. When did Rita Moreno go on TV? Was it after he already apologized?
Yes. I believe maybe it was that same evening.
So why didn't she just read his apology? Why didn't she just stick to it?
I mean, she doesn't work for Lin-Manuel Miranda. She's allowed to have her own.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No, of course. But he said what she said second.
Right, that's where she eventually landed.
She landed where he had already put out the statement.
All that happened was she went with her gut at first. Her gut at first was like, this is annoying.
Which
why
is
are you coming
normal,
for In the Heights?
To dismiss
which is the
it.
Normal Latin and other cultures,
no, everyone,
too.
Everyone.
To act like, we come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. You know, just enjoy the moment. Well, if that's the case, how come that's not represented when you do it?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Everyone starts out defensive, and then when they get back down and everyone yells at them, they go, you know what? I had a change of heart. Which she probably did. I mean, give her the benefit of the doubt. She's an OG.
She doesn't get the benefit of the doubt because back in the day, she was in brownface trying to darken herself up to look more Latin.
Man, that's a fact. You can look it up.
Congratulations. Yeah. You played yourself.
Flip side of that coin, she went through more. She had to go through more in her career than anyone we're even talking about has gone through also.
Yeah, but that doesn't. So then you should be the one.
Correct. That is
in your first thing to not play yourself and act like, yo, everybody chill. You would be the one that goes, yo, you know what? I went through the same thing. I even had to darken myself up.
Like, she's seen the ugliest. Because, I mean, she was popping what, in like the 50s? You know what I mean?
So a long time ago.
She's seen the worst, so I honestly expect more of her.
Well, guess what?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Up here caping for the lighties and the whiteies, huh, Rosenberg?
I'm just not going to have you. I don't know anything about. First of all, I haven't seen the movie.
I've seen the movie twice.
Well, you got a lot of time on your hands.
Wow,
I have not
twice?
Seen that movie.
Well, I know I have a daughter who loved the movie.
Okay.
I haven't seen the movie. I'm not Latin. I'm not black. And I don't even know Rita Moreno's. All I was offering
but
was
But you know
side.
White supremacy, though. And you know how it permeates the way people see things.
Well, that's the thing also. That's the only reason it's
And
built
so
in.
Does Rita Moreno, which is why Laura's giving her the congrats.
Does she know? Or is it just built into her and she doesn't even realize it when she comes out and says that? I'm not giving her a pass, but you don't know that she knows that.
She has.
You
There's
think
no
every,
way. There's no way.
The one
There's
thing no we've way. Learned is no one seems to have a full understanding of how deep this white supremacy goes, Ebro. Especially people
no,
in their
No, they have a full
80?
Understanding. They just have money in their pocket and they're able to dismiss it. They don't have to live in it because they live in a bubble. So just like anybody with white privilege, they're able to turn off the TV when they're tired of it.
Right. Fair. Yeah, sure.
They know it's there. They just get to tune out. And so when she was initially asked, she was just excited to be back on TV. What was she on?
Why was she on TV, by the way?
Colbert.
She was on Colbert.
What was she promoting, by
the way?
I don't know. But she's been working for a long time. And to me, it's disappointing because you've seen what's happened in the past. And you're working right now. So you've seen how things have changed. And for you to just dismiss colorism like that, it's so whack. But
yo, I think she was up there promoting In the Heights.
You played yourself.
Because when I got, I had Lin-Manuel Miranda for Apple. And they had her on the list to interview. Mm. And I had seen the movie already. I was like, why are they asking me to interview Rita Moreno for In the Heights? She's not in the Heights.
Was she? You don't know?
Yeah, was she in it? Why would they just have her on an interview list if she had
So then I read an article that said Rita Moreno was going to be in the Heights and then wasn't.
And is just out doing the promo? That's not weird?
I didn't see her in the movie. She's definitely not a main character. But anyway, hit the button.
Congratulations.
What you got on your list today?
You played yourself.
Well, let's see. There was the Philadelphia 76ers yesterday. They were up 26 points on the Atlanta Hawks. They were up 17 going into the fourth quarter. And they let that damn Trae Young do it again.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Listen,
Hawks are now up 3-2 on the Sixers. So maybe the Hawks are actually that squad. Is it possible? They not only beat the Knicks, but they're now up 3-2 on the Sixers. And by the way, Kawhi Leonard is out for the remainder of the series and maybe the playoffs. And Utah lost to the Clippers last night.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Paul George put the team on his back, and the Clippers got the win there, up 3-2-2. So a lot of NBA congratulations to go around.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, up to, what were they up, 26 at a point?
26.
Still lost.
That's a tough one to hold.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hi, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Andrew Yang is back on the program. The conversation I've been waiting for. Hey, Andrew, good morning.
Morning, Ebro. It's great to see you all.
Good to see you too, man. I've been trolling you and your team on Instagram for the last several weeks. But I've noticed
I haven't been on top of my own Instagram for a little bit.
I've noticed you've gotten more aggressive and more serious about the topic, and the whole tone of the mayoral race in the last few weeks has gotten more serious than several months ago when you were just, you know, you're kind of game show hosting. Yeah, you know, I'm giving out 1,000 and you get money, and I plan to give this one money and that one money. But I feel like you've been forced to deal with some of these more serious topics in the forefront on social media. Is that true?
Well, it's a really tough time here in New York City. I mean, we all know it. We can feel it. I'm a dad. I've got 2 boys who are 8 and 5. One of my wife, Evelyn's mom friends, got punched in the face weeks ago. So you can imagine the moms in our community responding to a picture of their friend's bruised face. So, I mean, things are really tough in New York. The shootings this past weekend, 2 people killed, 19 wounded. It's just a terrible, terrible time. and we have to get it under control. So, you know, that's to me the number one concern on people's minds, unfortunately. I mean, I wish it were otherwise.
You know, it's interesting you bring up the, you know, summertime in New York City and in our community and in our world every year, at this time, specifically in the summertime, violence in the streets is a real conversation that we've always been having. And it seems like more police has never fixed that. But you recently got an endorsement from the Captains Union. You've been, you know, talking about more police on the streets. What makes you think that more police can fix these problems?
We have underinvested in communities in ways big and small, and I want to do that. I think you all know that. I mean, I ran for president on, as you said, giving everyone $1,000 a month, which now doesn't even seem enough. But in the short term, we have to solve the shootings that are happening. And when you dig into the numbers, 2/3 of the shootings in Brooklyn are gang-related, and 3 out of 4 of them are going unsolved. So I want everyone to think about that for a sec. And you're right that it's not necessarily the case that having more cops on the streets would solve those crimes, because a lot of the time they're coming after the fact. But what we need to do is assign more detectives to the shooting so that we're solving more than 1 out of 4. Because if you can't solve the shootings, then the shootings are never going to come down. You have people who are shooting people and then still walking around, and that's all too common. So we have to take the resources that we have and utilize them more effectively. And I think everyone sees that what we're doing right now, you know, it's not going to work. I'm for investing in communities. It was one example. I said we should fully fund the summer youth employment program so that every young person who wants a summer job gets it. Instead, right now,
it's like 50%. Like every year, it's like there's 175 or 140,000 kids, whatever the number is, but they only give out 75,000 jobs.
That's right. And so if you're a family and you apply for that job, it's a roll of the dice. You can't count on whether your son or daughter is going to have a job. And then if they don't have a job, what are they going to do? So if someone wants a job in New York City, we should be giving it to them. The money's just going to go straight into a family's pocket, which, as you all know, I love. And it would improve public safety because more young people would be engaged throughout the summer during a time when, as you're saying, Ebro, crime's a bigger issue.
Andrew, when you talk about things like that, though, in this way, and you get the Captains Union, like, just to cut real turkey here, if that's a phrase.
It's not a phrase.
It might not be.
You just made it a phrase, Peter.
Thank you.
This is
going to lose you some progressives. Like, there are people who I think thought of you as a very progressive candidate, and as the election has gone on, have thought of you less and less that way. What do you say to people who see some of the big money endorsements you've gotten? They see the police captain's endorsement. They hear you talking about more police on the street, and they go, hey, as a progressive, this is not the candidate for me.
I hope people see that I have a vision for how we can improve people's way of life. It does include cash relief and getting money into people's hands. It includes a people's bank. It includes strengthening our schools. It includes $1,000 for any family who has a child in public school and they're below the poverty line. But in the short term, we're looking at a city that where shootings have gone up 100% year over year last year and then are up another 70% this year. And it's hard to see how we can get those shootings down without involving the police. I'm going to talk about something that I think most people listening to this can relate to. Some people don't feel safe in the subways. And so what I've said is, look, we should have police officers on the subways, not just on the platform, but actually on the subway cars just walking back and forth. And then you would see a cop and you would know that, okay, if there's any trouble on the subway, then, you know, there'll be a cop around. Now, some people might think that's a bad idea. But we have to find ways to restore a sense of confidence and safety on the subways, or the city's never going to be back at full strength.
I think the problem is the trust of police being able to do the job that you're asking them to do without bias. That's the real problem here.
Like, does this come with training? Like, we love the idea of more cops. If we could trust those cops to do that job, so are you also
right.
You also have a plan to train them better?
Yeah, and I want to recruit the 21st century police force. I was in Brownsville last week, and I talked to a guy in his front stoop, And then he said, hey, Yang, I'd like it if the cop that came around here was from my neighborhood and black. And I heard that. I said, yeah, that makes sense to me because, you know, you'd feel less targeted on the basis of your race. And we should be going on a massive recruitment drive in black and Latino and Muslim and Asian and Jewish communities and of women and try and make it so that our police force actually looks like the city. That would be an enormous step forward, I think, in reassuring people that when you see a police officer, you know, like they look like you or like, you know, they're. Oh, I also want all new police officers to live in the city, which I think would also help build those kinds of connections because right now a lot of cops live outside the city and commute in.
So yeah, you become mayor, you get a job. How will police work for you? I think the last time we had you on the show, you said that you wanted a civilian commissioner, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that still, you still want that?
Yeah, I do. I think that we have to help advance and evolve the culture of the NYPD, and cultures change from the top. And so if you have a civilian commissioner who's not an NYPD product, then I think the culture would change significantly under that person's leadership. And we have models for that in other environments, like at the national level. You know, you have like a military branch that's commanded by a civilian. So this isn't new. And this is something that the captains don't agree with me on. You know, but, you know, I was very clear about this from the get-go. I mean, I've obviously made numerous statements to this effect. And so we have to be able to work with people that we may have a disagreement on. And I think that's part of the shift that we need to see in policing, where like that, like police officers would probably prefer a commissioner who was someone they knew, who was steeped in the NYPD culture. And if it's a different leader, then they'll dislike it at first, but I think it'll be really positive.
So why did the captain endorse you? What's the actual win for them in standing behind you?
I was on the subway maybe a month and a half ago or so, and a Latina woman came up to me. She was wearing a sweatshirt, and then she lifted her sweatshirt, and underneath it was an NYPD badge. And I had the sense that, you know, she was doing something. like I didn't think she was off duty. I think there was something up. But she then leaned into me and said, Andrew, we need someone to speak up for us because right now no one believes in us. No one's speaking up for us. I think the captains endorsed me just because they think that I'll be an honest, trustworthy leader who won't agree with them on everything, but wants to work with them to help make the city safe. So the conversations I've had with the leadership, we definitely don't agree on a lot of things, you know? but you know, I think we developed like a respect and an understanding, and they want to help get the city back on track. Like they feel, you know, like that they want to help. You know, a lot of police officers feel very strongly about what's happening in the city. One of them said to me, 1,000 New Yorkers are going to get shot this year from between now and year end. And he said, like, that's unconscionable. Like, we have to do something about it. I also do want to make a comment. This is Eric Adams' old union. And so, you know, these are people that
name Eric Adams. Here we go.
Well, I'm just saying, put two and two together. Like these are the people that knew Eric Adams the best, worked with him for years, and they decided I was a better choice.
But I'm glad you made that transition because Eric Adams accused you of having him follow around to show that he doesn't live in New Jersey.
Reconnect with CUNY, whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's that the New Jersey story. I mean, you have to look at it and say, like, you know, that's it's just a really it was like a surprising, interesting story to me. I'm sure it was to just about everyone. I mean, you know, you assume someone lives in the city, and then it turns out that no, that might not have been the case with Eric for a while. I mean, again, like, New Yorkers can take a look at the facts. They can see the basement tour, you know, and decide for themselves.
But you didn't deny
what the accusation was.
Oh, wait, what was the accusation? I'm sorry about that, Ebro.
The accusation was that Eric Adams said that your team was following him around.
I think Politico went on the record and said that their journalists were following him around.
Got it. Okay.
Was this the same police union that endorsed Trump?
No, it was not, Laura. Okay. It was not. No. These guys endorsed Democratic candidates, in 2009 or 2013, one of those cycles.
Yeah, I read that Chris Monahan definitely did say that you guys did disagree on a lot of things. And I know you touched on some of it earlier, but I was just really curious as to see, like, what were some of the things besides the commissioner? What were some of the things that you guys disagreed on?
He doesn't like the fact that I want new cops to live in New York City. He thinks that's going to be a challenge. I think it's an opportunity. I think having cops live in New York City would connect them with communities in a different way. Imagine cops who are commuting to work on the subway. You know, they, like, put on their uniform and just, like, get on the subway and go to their precinct. Chris didn't like that idea. Resolved that we don't see eye to eye on it, and that we'll continue to have conversations about it. So that's one thing we talked about. There are others as well. But we agree that New Yorkers deserve and expect not to have 1,000 of us shot, like, you know, from now until the end of the year. We do have to turn this around. And they were looking for someone that they trusted, that they could work with. I'm glad I represented that to them. I was also endorsed by the firefighters last week. And that was a similar type of conversation where they just want someone who's going to help protect the lives and families of New York.
Andrew, there was a lot of heat, including it was a moment that I wasn't thrilled with when the Palestinian Israeli conflict, the most recent flare up that we had a few weeks ago, happened. Your original statement was really one of solidarity with Israel. And in your original statement, you made no mention of the Palestinian people. I personally, as a Jewish American who cares deeply about the existence of Israel, but also believes strongly in the rights and the lives of Palestinians, I felt a little bit weird by you not acknowledging Palestinians in that statement also. Have you revised your thoughts on that, or what can you say about that statement?
Thanks, Peter. First, let me say that I've been enjoying seeing you on these A&E wrestling documentaries. Like, I watched a Macho Man one because it's like my favorite wrestler, and then you pop up and I'm like, hey, it's Peter.
Thank you very much. It's a claim to fame. Thank you.
Oh, no, I mean, shoot, I enjoyed it. On this much more serious topic, it's painful and tragic what's happened in the Middle East. I mourn for anyone who's lost their lives or been injured or feared for their family members. I'm just glad that peace has resumed right now, and that I'm optimistic that new leadership in Israel can hopefully lead to a sustained peaceful resolution. But it's just a tragic situation, and we all want people to be able to live and pray peacefully.
Do you struggle? It seems like it's hard for you, though. Like, do you worry that if you acknowledge too much about the lives of Palestinians, that the big Jewish vote in New York will not support you in the same way, because that's to me, and by the way, and I understand that I think it's ridiculous to some extent that mayoral candidates have to even speak on this issue, which will never impact the way you govern New York. But this is New York and it is a big issue. But is that something that you're concerned about, that to express concern for Palestinians directly would upset certain people?
Well, to your point, Peter, I want to be a mayor for all New Yorkers. I visited mosques and synagogues over the last number of days. And we all want the same things for ourselves and our families. It is new to me, as you're suggesting, where, you know, when I was running for president, people did not care as much about any any of my ideas or thoughts on foreign policy matters. But it's a tragic situation. I'm glad it seems to be improving.
Yang, you know, this mayoral race, as we started talking a second ago, has gotten a lot more aggressive. It's the most aggressive. I think I even heard you curse a few times, getting like your crowd hyped up. And so we've seen a side of you, I think, in this highly contentious race that I don't know if we've seen before. How does that feel for you? How does it feel to, you know, be in this aggressive back and forth with a little bit of mudslinging going on? Because this is also new for you.
Ebro, I live in the city. I've got, I'm a public school parent. The fate of this city is truly at stake over this next week. Anyone listening to this, you can vote today, tomorrow, pretty much any day through next Tuesday. But I have a vision for what this city can be, what I'd like it to be, what I think a lot of people would like it to be. I have a very ambitious anti-poverty plan that's going to funnel billions of dollars in the hands of the neediest New Yorkers. I'm pumped because I see how badly wounded this city is, and I see how much I can help. I want this job in the worst way because of the impact that I'll be able to have on the lives of people and families who are struggling. And so if that comes across in some way, then I'm all for it. You know, like, I mean, I'll like, I mean, if the future of New York City is at stake, I will do whatever is necessary to be in position to help improve our lives. You know, this is something that I'm very passionate about because it's my family. It's, you know, like it's everyone's families. This city is in terrible shape right now. People are afraid to ride the subway and, you know, people are being attacked like this mom in my community or these people who were shot this weekend. And we have to turn it around. I mean, that's my mission. You know, I'm on a mission. I'm glad it seems like I'm on a mission because I am.
Andrew, you always mention that you're a public school parent. And, you know, everyone talks about, you know, defunding the police, but we never hear the conversation about defunding public schools and how much help they still need. Like, I know of, you know, friends that are teachers and teachers' aide that are still we're struggling to get basic things like tablets and internet access to some of these neighborhoods. Now, as a public school parent, if you were to become mayor, what are your top three priorities when it comes to public schools?
Thanks, Laura. We have to do so much more for our schools. And like you just said, there are a lot of neighborhoods that have been totally left behind. I'm angry that schools have been closed as long as they have been. Online learning is no substitute. It's 30 to 70% less effective than in-person instruction. And 29% of New Yorkers don't have high-speed internet at home anyway. And you know that 29% is disproportionately Black and Latino. So if you think about the families we've been failing for the last year, it's the Black and Latino families of New York City whose kids go to public school.
Right.
So when you ask, like, what my three top priorities, number one is we need to get kids back into school. As we're having this conversation, half or more public school kids are not in the building. And school is not just book learning, it's socializing, it's extracurriculars, it's athletics. There are a lot of kids, mine included, who do not physically want to go back to school, but they're going to learn better at school. So we have to get them into school. So you say my number one priority is to get kids back into school. We need to have social workers and counselors waiting for them to try and help them catch up. We need to have 10,000 tutors in there to help help some of them recover from learning loss. Anyone listening to this, there is a Summer Rising program that's a combination summer camp, summer school that's available for your kids that might also be helpful and it'll get your kids out of your hair. for a lot of the day. So check that out. It's affordable, as in free. So there are things that we have to do, but number one is we just have to get the schools opening to get the kids back in. Number two, I want to help empower principals to make decisions and investments and curricula and programming changes for their communities. No one knows better what's going on in that building than the principal, certainly not the DOE person who's miles and miles away. We have to let principals address what's going on in their school. As a public school parent, I think about the kid, my son. And then I think about the teacher, I think about the classroom, I think about the teacher's aide, I think about the staff, and then I think about the principal and the assistant principal. So those are the folks that are closest to my kid. The people in the DOE are not that close to my kid. You know what I mean? They're a ways away in an office building somewhere. So I want to empower the people that are closest to the schools. And then a bigger picture, I want to try to dramatically invest in vocational, apprenticeship, technical jobs. My first job was as a busboy at a Chinese restaurant. No one thinks of that as like a great job, but I learned a ton. I learned hard work and teamwork and customer service. We need to get kids into positions where they're actually working and getting that kind of structure. It's one reason why I want to more than double the summer youth employment program, because I just think kids getting that experience is vital.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Now, Andrew, do you plan on keeping the school chancellor, the black woman that just recently got the job, in your staff? Have you had a chance to meet with her, or is there any relationship there?
I have not met with her, but I've heard good things. I was certainly going to get rid of the person that preceded her.
You didn't like Carranza?
I wasn't a Carranza fan. Why? But, he lost the trust of a lot of parents, truthfully. And so, you know, it'd be very tough to stay in that position if that was a relationship with a lot of New Yorkers. But I have an open mind where the new chancellor is concerned. I'm not someone who's like, oh, we're going to come in and we're going to, like, if they're excellent people doing great work, I'm thrilled. And, you know, I want to build a team that's a combination of people who've been in agencies for a long time and know what the levers are, and then some people with some new energy and new ideas.
How do you fix the segregation problem, the economic and racial segregation problem? I mean, they're kind of tied, economy and race in our city. You know, how do you fix that in our public schools? We have the most segregated public school system in America.
We have to dramatically invest in both our neighborhoods and communities and the public schools in particular. And we have a once in a generation opportunity to do that because of the federal relief money. I don't know if people recognize what has happened, but we've gotten $12 billion in federal aid, much of which needs to be spent in the next 2 years. And a lot of it has to be spent on schools. So the thing that scares me is that this time passes and this money is spent, and then we're looking up 3 years from now and are like, things are pretty much the same. I want to try and invest that money in things that we know will stand up and address some of these inequities you're talking about, Ebro. So if it's physical infrastructure, I love it. Like, that'll last for years. Even though the money is not supposed to be spent on that, I think we could spend it on that, especially because the money is supposed to be spent on COVID recovery. And so, you know, that involves ventilation systems. And so you That's could right. say, well, I guess we have to do a lot of rebuilding, a lot of having. And that would be positive. I mentioned the 10,000 tutors, most of which would be in black and brown neighborhoods. I mentioned $1,000 for per family that's below the poverty line, which would be predominantly Black and brown. And that would be coming out of some of these relief funds. So we got like a very, very big opportunity here to do sustained good with the schools. And we have to take this opportunity because you don't get like, you know, $12 billion in federal money every day. And I'm afraid that that Congress is going to switch hands in 22. And then we're obviously not going to see anything like this again.
Do you have a plan or can you articulate a plan anyway? You talked about tutors, and one of the biggest problems with our schools is the specialized schools. You know, Black and brown kids really don't get into those schools. It's mostly white and Asian. I think there's, what, 7 or 8 of those kind of specialized high schools. A lot of people talk about the tutoring that, you know, wealthier families can get so that their kids can pass the test and get into these better schools. You have some schools like on the Upper West Side. I know you mentioned Carranza. I know a lot of you talked about the parents losing trust. I know there was a lot of blowback because him and de Blasio were trying to force children from poor neighborhoods into some of these better performing public schools. A lot of these public schools, they almost operate like private schools. You have to have a test to get into them. The way they've, you know, I guess gerrymandered the school district, they carve out areas where poorer kids can't get into the schools with some of the richer kids. Do you plan on addressing that kind of, I guess, the map of where schools, who goes to which schools, so that we can mix it up a little bit?
Yeah, I want our schools to better reflect our communities. And I think there are a number of ways we can do that. We should be having multiple ways of getting into various programs instead of the citywide testing regime. My wife grew up in Queens, and she remembers a teacher just putting her hand on her shoulder and being like, "Hey, you know, we think you should be in this enrichment program." You know, maybe some of us are old enough to remember this stuff. Like, you know, having a citywide test for some of these programs and then saying like it's only available in that school over there. You know, I think that's a terrible message. It's one reason why, you know, why I want to empower principals to be able to deliver more for kids in both directions. One of my older son is autistic and has special needs, so I want to do more for families in that dimension. But I think that we should be making it easier for kids to go to different schools and get the education they want in like their current school. The current regime is like very narrow, as you're suggesting. It often just is one test, which I don't think is the right approach.
A lot of blowback has come towards you, as Rosenberg asked earlier, about you being framed, we thought, as a progressive, and now coming off a little bit more moderate, even some people saying even leaning conservative with the way that you talk about police. Also, the support you get from billionaires and the tech space, which I think has kind of contributed to a lot of the blowback that you get, is because nobody trusts the billionaires. There's a lot of trust being lost for a lot of the big tech world in which you come from. What do you have to say to people who don't trust you because of that alignment?
When most people met me, I mean, I was like an anonymous Asian guy who ran for president, and no one thought it was a good idea. Like, no matter what, no matter what your background was, no one was like, "Yeah, this is going to go places." You know, I have friends in technology, yes, but a lot of them agreed with me that, hey, we're going to be automating away a lot of jobs. Like, we should maybe start doing something big about that. Like, maybe start giving people money and, you know, like advance and evolve. I'm just a guy who wants to help, you know, like I'm not one of the things that I do think is not great is that we've been separated into these like political and ideological camps. Where when I first decided to run for president, I thought I was going to be presented as essentially left of Bernie, because even Bernie wasn't like, "Let's just start giving people money." And I had conversations with Bernie and I was like, "Hey, Bernie, like, you come out for universal basic income. Like, you know, I mean, I supported Bernie in 16, you know, and so, you know, when people, I voted for Cynthia Nixon. I mean, just throwing that out there. I'm a problem solver who just wants to like make things better. And so if someone looks at my policies and approaches, I'm sure they'll find some things they like and some things they don't like. That to me is what you'd expect. I just hope that people recognize that, you know, if someone decides to get behind me, like half the time I've never met that person. I've no idea like why they're doing what they're doing. Like, I'm just sincerely trying to move New York City in a better direction.
Do you consider yourself a progressive?
I consider myself someone who, if my vision comes to pass, I'm going to improve the lives of millions of people, including and especially the neediest among us. You know, I think that's very progressive.
Okay. Andrew Yang, ladies and gentlemen, in a very tight fight here for the job of mayor of New York City, ranked choice voting and early voting. Remember, ranked choice voting is what you do it. Is what you're doing, and early voting is going on right now. So get on out there, find your locations. What is it, Laura? NYC.vote.nyc.
Yeah, you could just, honestly, guys, just Google and you'll find the tools that you need. It's so important to make sure you guys go out and vote.
Andrew Yang, man, thanks for coming back.
Get out and vote, everyone. Let's go, New York City. You can rank up to 5 candidates. It's more fun voting this time, but I appreciate being here with you all. Let's go, New York.
Thanks, Andrew.
Bye, everyone.
All right, take care. Later, man.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Summer Jam tickets, you want some, we got them. 15 minutes when DJ John gets here. Good morning. Here in the city. All the candidates on stage going at it, taking shots. Great question, too. Great question from the moderator, which was, what was the dumbest idea you heard from a candidate?
Yeah, I saw that. I watched it on YouTube, yeah.
That was a great question. Great question. They wanted to stir it up for sure. That was a let's get at it type of question.
Spicy.
but yeah, nah, check. Definitely look for it. I think, listen, I think Stringer is probably the most qualified candidate.
Which is why they got him up out of here.
Exactly.
Somehow the controversies kept coming up. And I'm not trying to downplay if he in fact did any of the things he's accused of. What I am saying is, though, all of a sudden, he's a serious candidate. He's got ideas. Here come the 30-year-old accusations about him grabbing a waitress's ass. Not saying that if it happened, it's not bad and he shouldn't have dealt with it or said, I'm sorry, don't whatever he needs to do. But all of a sudden, he's been rendered meaningless in this whole thing. When he's the comptroller, he knows where the money is.
All the money.
I know.
And he cut all the checks, Shawnee Culture.
He's the most qualified.
He's the guy that could literally be like, oh, we're going to defund the police. Here's how we do it. I've heard him say it. Yeah. We're going to get rid of one police plaza where we spend billions of dollars.
Mm.
Why do we need that?
He said that?
Yes.
Oh, no wonder they're getting him up
out. They got him out of there.
And let's be real, he's the most qualified. Mm-hmm. He has the most experience. He actually, on social issues, he's as progressive as anyone there, but he has the real political knowledge, too. And they've made him like now, they're treating him like Anthony Weiner. They're treating him like, this is what they do when they're ready to get someone up out of here who could actually do things.
Wow, it's like, they nah, Wienered not you. Him.
Yep.
I mean, pretty much.
Pretty much.
As bad as Weiner, though. Weiner was bad.
Well, but Stringer's name isn't Weiner. If Stringer's name was Weiner, he'd be on the front page of the paper being, oh, Weiner. We live in a town, this supposedly sophisticated town, where if your name lends itself to a funny headline.
Well, because you got, you know, the most popular papers are tabloids.
It's wild. Facts. It's so wild. So I'll tell you what, though, Ebro. Besides Stringer, I can't say there's someone on that stage who, like, I really love. There are people that are cool. They're cool.
Maya Wiley's my next candidate I like.
Me too. And I like her policy. Although I don't want to say too much because, you know, based on what I saw yesterday, you give Maya Wiley a half compliment. Her whole team may put up a poster of you.
Yo, look, they basically said I endorsed Maya Wiley yesterday.
Basically, you did. They made a poster of
Ebro. I didn't
Ebro.
See the poster.
You didn't see it?
No,
It says image courtesy of Apple Music. Yo, they took a full image of him from Apple, and they said the voice of New York has endorsed Maya Wiley.
Stop it.
I swear to God, with a picture.
No, did they say endorse or chooses Maya Wiley as his number one?
Made Maya.
She is my number one.
All right, they were careful with the words.
They were careful, but I definitely did not know that was going up. But they definitely made it look like it was, and I didn't have a problem with it. Which I think ultimately,
Maya, it says I've got Maya.
Which ultimately I think pissed off Eric Adams.
Adams, my guy.
Who Shawnee's not even voting for, but that's Shawnee. His guy.
Nah, look, they be on the ground, man. His team, I rock with him and his team, man.
And which I think a lot of people do. They see him. They see him outside. They see him doing
that's
things.
That's meaningful.
Yeah, that's very meaningful.
A lot of nonprofits and people trying to do stuff with schools.
But then if that's the case, don't run from our interview. Don't call up here, Eric Adams, or your team.
Right.
Cancel an interview after I had a conversation with de Blas because I said I got questions. I'm not sure. Why were you registered as a Republican in the 90s? Why are you hiding your residence and letting that become a whole controversy?
Right.
Say something. Why is there a clip of you going out saying, I think one teacher can teach 300 students because of technology and virtual? What, sir? Excuse me?
Defend yourself.
Say something.
Yeah, no, honestly, we just want some clarification. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Me and too. By the way, why would you say, after the term stop and frisk has been clearly vetted as a bad idea, the term and the action, why would you then say, I think it was a good tool?
Yeah, not so great. Not so great.
And listen, I'm flabbergasted at Shawnee Culture because who here in the room has been stopped and frisked more, been late to work because of it?
Yo, but that's my man.
That's my man.
I see him out in the community.
You have been victimized more than anyone in this room.
I don't know. Cash One got something to say about that.
It's so conflicting.
Cash One, I think, got stopped and frisked 6 times in 1 day, I think he told me. What was the number, Cash?
6 times?
Wait, how many times in 1 day?
Yeah, how many times in 1 day you got stopped?
No, it was like 3. It was 3. 6.
3.
It was 3 in 1 day. Like,
yeah, you beat me on average.
But Shawnee's came in here multiple days out of a week. Like, yo, they got me again.
My whole life. Black men, you know, go up against the wall. It's real. So, yes, no, I'm not with those policies.
Aren't policies. Those are comments or things that people are accusing him of.
Right.
When I say to someone, yo, I got questions about this, don't look good on paper, don't cancel the interview.
Step right into it. Let's have the conversation.
Let's lean in.
Right.
Well, that's what we're going to do, though. To his credit, they did call back and say they want to come on now.
So,
right?
Yeah,
right.
So that's good.
That's what I heard.
I mean, I don't know about after this last 5 minutes, but at least they, yesterday, he was back.
Yeah. Have the debate.
But to your point, I like Maya. I think I have her number one, too.
Oh, my God.
But, man, there's a lot of people on that stage. I was like, I don't want to have a conversation with any of you guys. Catherine Garcia, I mean, yo. She is so unpleasant in her demeanor talking. I hate to say that. And now I know you can easily say, that sounds sexist. Feel free to say that. It's not what it is because I'm picking
a
woman.
Okay, I'll say it. I think she's boring.
I'm picking a woman no matter what this election. But yo, more than boring. She like seems angry about the job. Like, we need some upliftment right now. We were just on lockdown for a year. People want some joy right now.
I like Diane Morales.
I like Diane.
Me too. I like Maya too. Good.
I would have liked Stringer, though. I wish they didn't get Stringer up out of here. Because it would, for me, be probably Stringer and Maya as my one and two. But I don't know if I'll still pick Stringer. Maybe he has a chance because of ranked voting still. Maybe some people will still all make
that's
him their
the crazy
three.
Part of ranked voting, that you could come up a winner even if you're not everybody's number one, right?
And none of you guys like Ray. Ray for mayor. I think last night him and Diane Morales going back and forth. Ray, I'm going to tell you right now, you played yourself. You played yourself. Diane was right, calling you out, saying that you're grouping black and brown people into one think.
Yes. And I didn't like how he was like, I just did.
I'm going to do it again.
Yeah,
yo, my man, chill, my guy. Chill. You're showing your ego. You're acting all. Nah, B.
Cool.
You work for the people, man.
Exactly, and people forget.
And you should, when you see candidates start showing that ego, what's that going to mean when they got the job?
Right.
Oh, exactly. Right. No, I'm not going with the rich. I'm just not going with that dude. Ray seems like a great guy in real life. I like to talk to him. He does actually seem, he's probably the most appealing or second most appealing to actually talk to.
Right.
But he's like,
You don't like the Citigroup, Citibank, whatever.
Yeah, huge money corporate dude. Like, it just doesn't seem like that's the space that we're in right now. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
Well, look, from progressives that I know that support him vehemently, they think that he really cares about the wealth gap. They think he really cares about getting money in people's pockets and teaching black and brown families how to get their money up out here. And they believe that.
Well, that would be valuable if it's true.
But Rosenberg, don't you want a man who understands money? Because at the end of the day, it's about budgets. It's about allocating funds. It's, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what.
Funding programs.
The big millionaire endorsements, even from people that I like, it did turn me off.
Yeah, so you didn't like Hov, Stout, Diddy,
no.
Nas, and everybody?
By the way, I love them all. They're great guys. But we don't have the same, we don't always have the same interest because those guys are super duper rich.
Right.
So when you hear an endorsement from all these money first kind of people, I'm like, I'll be honest, it's suspect. Sort of like getting a police union endorsement. Not to compare, you know, Diddy and Hov to a police union, but I'm like, well, what's your agenda if those are the people who are supporting you?
Right. Whereas, and it's a good feather in the cap for Eric Adams that the captain's union, he's a captain, didn't endorse Eric Adams because they're like, yo, we don't think that we could work with him on the changes that he wants to make. They endorsed the Yang. So for me, I'm like, well, what is it that you want to change that they don't like?
Right.
Right.
I like that.
Me too. I like Eric Adams, even though he's a former cop. I know that, but he's not a cop now. And Shawnee has always pointed out he's on the ground. He cares about the community. He said some things, or they're alleging things about him that aren't great. But I'll be honest, we've talked to all these people. He does seem like a cool, open-minded dude. So he's on my list. I think Eric's on my list. I think Eric, Maya, and Scott String are on my list.
Yeah, Maya's dope. She just got great energy. She's also been on the ground.
Well, I'm going to tell you, here's the thing about Maya that made me put her at my number one. She's worked down at City Hall. Mm-hmm. She's also worked with the CCRB, the Civilian Complaint Review Board.
Mm.
She's worked and led that organization, which is directly the team that is supposed to be holding the NYPD accountable. And she wants to give them real oversight. Like real true power.
That's important, yeah.
That is very important. So she knows, has done it, been there doing that. So if the issue that we're having with police in this city, if we really want to get that under control, as well as someone who knows, what's going on at City Hall because they've been down there, Maya Wiley is a candidate for that. She's been doing that and has progressive ideas with regard to getting people back to work, education, et cetera, et cetera. And she's got, and her plans are detailed. And they're so detailed. Just remember Elizabeth Warren, we used to have that conversation.
Yeah, has a plan for
that. I got a plan for that. Where nobody actually wants to hear the plan because they're like, yo, you talk too much.
Well, she is very, she's wonky at times. She has some wonkiness.
It's complicated, man. But she's a little wonky to explain this stuff.
But she's really good. I think her and Scott are the two best candidates overall.
Yo, nobody mentioned Yang up here, man.
Why would anyone mention Yang? I mean,
are we off Yang?
I hate when you're rhetorical with us. Yes, we're off Yang. He's a great guy. I can't wait till he loses and we can hang out and talk to him again. Because he's an interesting dude who's going to be successful in whatever he's doing. But what does he stand for? What's Yang's issue that he stands for? I'll wait.
Good times. Great guy. $1,000 for you and you and you and you and you.
Right. Is that still a thing?
People want money.
I know, that's when he was running for president.
See, here's the thing. Right now, people got money in their pocket because they got the stimulus.
So he didn't talk PPP loans.
No, so they're not really thinking about next year when they want more money.
Gotcha.
More money.
We'll talk more about it coming up. Listen, it's time for some fun. DJ John is here.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's DJ John.
Call right now.
The DJ John.
Be smarter than John.
DJ John.
800-223-9797. John, what are you giving to people today?
2021 Summer Jam tickets. Ooh, Hot 97 Summer Jam, baby. August 22nd, MetLife Stadium. Sunday. Outside. We outside. That's right, Pete. We're outside. With your phone. With everyone.
DJ John.
With Rosenberg shirt off. Everyone out.
You know Rosenberg shirt off.
I'm not going to take my shirt off at Summer Jam. That would take a lot of work. I mean, I got 2 months.
Let's do it, man.
I got 2 months.
Bulk up.
Could get on a full back wax program.
Did you just hype yourself up? Like, you went from no to like, I got 2 months.
I do. I'm not going to take my shirt off no matter what. But I hope to be in better shape in 2 months. Should always be working, you know?
That's right.
Aspiring to get better.
There you go. All right. Keep going, John. Keep pressing them on. Maybe you can get the full shirt off. Maybe you'll be up there in a tank top even.
Work out those pecs. Those abs.
Welcome to the gun show.
Those glutes. You know what I'm saying? The gun show.
You know what I'm saying?
You can do it, man. Listen, man. You felt good when you died, John, right? You felt good, right?
Yeah, by the way, John is the worst. You saw when I posted my first dive. I swear to God, maybe 4 minutes later, John has a post taking a dump on my dive. 4 minutes later.
Well, I dived.
You didn't
first.
Dive.
Yes.
You jumped off of a high thing. You didn't
it was
dive.
Super high.
But it's two different activities all
together.
John
was at Duns River Falls in Jamaica. Where were you? Rosenberg at some
Round Hill Villas and Hotels.
Some palatial, amazing private situation.
So you did a cannonball and you dived.
I think it's dove.
He dove.
Yeah, and John jumped in water. But why are you trying to take a dump on what I did? I overcame a fear, a lifelong fear.
Mine takes cojones. Yours takes not so much.
Yours actually takes no skill. You just jumped and landed in the water.
Well, you got to take, you know, lose your fear of diving that far.
You didn't dive.
You didn't dive, John. You just jumped.
You dunked.
You dunked. You were a flying Oreo.
All right, this is over.
All right.
I think your name is Saji. Am I saying it right?
Saji. Yes, it is.
Saji, what's up, my G?
Hey, doing good. What's up, Ebro?
Man, we're calling, man. Thank you for joining the program.
What up?
We just hanging out. We got summer jams, though. You got to be smarter than DJ John. Listen to Laura Stiles and answer this question super fast, man.
Okay, here's your question. Can you tell us, what is the capital of Georgia?
Georgia, okay.
Atlanta.
Mm. Boom.
Boom, pow, bam.
Boom. All right, you got that.
That's Saji.
DJ John.
Saji, my G.
Pay attention to this question. Producer Griff gave me a good one.
Of course he did.
The 13 original colonies were founded by different groups. Maryland were the Catholics, Pennsylvania were the Quakers, but Georgia was originally founded as a colony for what type of people?
Christians?
Criminals.
Criminals!
Oh, I did not know.
You didn't know that? Yeah.
Criminals?
Georgia was criminals?
Yeah, it was where, I think Britain was sending criminals to that area.
No wonder.
And that and Australia.
No wonder it's such a good time. Everyone has fun in Atlanta.
That's where the Freaknik's coming back.
Yeah. Freaknik back. Saji, you going to Summer Jam.
Yay. Congrats.
Yo, Saji.
Jam back, baby.
The post-pandemic Summer Jammy. We back. MetLife Stadium, August 22nd. We're going to be announcing artists pretty soon, too. So stay tuned. Saji, you got shout-outs to the people?
Yeah, definitely. I want to give a shout-out to my wife, Tamara, my kids. My son, he's going to the National Guard, and he's going to Temple University. That's
what's up,
man.
Wow. Yo, that's beautiful, man. Good job.
Amazing.
Saji.
Can't believe it, man.
Tight. Yo, it's crazy when you get your kids to a certain point, right, you're like, yo, I did that, man.
Word.
Man, I'm still going crazy over that. I'm on an emotional roller coaster right now.
Oh, I love
that's beautiful,
that.
Dad. Yo, Father's Day. Yo, happy Father's Day, Saji.
Happy Father's Day.
Saji,
Day.
Man.
Yeah, Saji.
Happy Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? Bro, man. Thanks.
Yo, man, Father's Day gets, yo, it's so much. Yo, Father's Day don't get the love, man.
It doesn't.
Dad,
I just want to let you guys know that I'm trying. I've been this whole week trying to get some really good stuff for my man's first Father's Day.
That's dope.
I don't want it to be dads and grads.
Yo, man, we get robbed every year.
I don't
every
want it to be year. Just like a hug. Be like, all right, man, happy Father's Day.
Yo, speaking of which, real quick, I've been doing for the past 3 days on a panel talking about Father's Day.
For three just, days?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and today is the last day. Yeah, with Jimmy Jazz. I'm going to be on Fordham Road from 6 to 8. just sitting down and just talking about, you know, we said like,
what are y'all what we talking? Did? Wait, stop the music, man. Stop the music. What y'all be talking about?
Word.
Just like
Father's Day, man.
Father's Day. Like, what just about like it? Stories. Like God. They have questions for us. Like, what changed your life about Bobby. Being a father? What did you do to change your life? What are some of the obstacles that you faced? You know, just different things.
And do you go, well, the first time, and then the second time. Well, no, but and so by the third time?
Third time? Yeah, that third time.
Doozy. It hit. The third time hit. The third time hit.
First and third.
First time, second time. I didn't even really know what was going on.
I didn't.
But yeah, by the way, it's basically so stuff like that. That is so true, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like every parent you know who, like, the first time they have a kid, they're like, man, I don't know what we're going to do about bedtime. We can't mess up the ritual. We have it all set up. By the third kid, they're like, just lay him on the floor. We're about to do what we're going to do.
Yeah, you don't even care. It's like, look, they'll figure it out.
No, you can't. Don't say you don't care.
You
oh,
can.
I mean, yeah.
No, you of course care. You just learn what you can do.
Right. You're a little more lax. Because the first one,
you were a child, too, when you had your first kid.
Yeah.
You were a kid.
Yeah, and everybody's trying to tell you what to do. These are the conversations that we have. Everybody's trying to tell you, this is what you need to feed them. This is what, Lord, you know, you're there right now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? This is how they got to do this. You have to create your own space because you're now raising a human.
It's true. You're 100% right.
So, real father talk right
so
there.
So love to all the dads out here,
dads
man.
And grads.
We never get to really talk about our pain and struggle.
You want
to
talk about it? Yeah,
Yes King.
Almost made them cry in the room yesterday. Real talk.
Having Yes King.
Yeah, they was all like, we had a Yes King.
Ooh,
we had a Yes King.
Yes King. Yes.
No. Just Yes King. Don't put the extra.
It can't be Yes.
It ain't Yes.
Yes. King, ain't no Yes.
Yes King.
No.
Yes King.
For the record, I invented Yes King. Yes, and it was Yes
bad
King.
Bitch, yes.
It has a little of that.
Let's go flashing lights, Lord Styles. It's just Yes, man.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
Yes,
you ready for the flashing lights? And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Here's some cool news. They're saying that Pop Smoke's second posthumous album is apparently on the way.
Okay.
So there's been a bunch of teasers, but Pop Smoke's manager Rico Beats revealed on Tuesday that it's 95% complete.
Okay.
So
let's get to it. I mean, look,
this is exciting.
Listen, that last album did so well. It was amazing. Shout out to Stephen Victor and the whole team.
They put together something awesome in a really tough circumstance. They really did a great job.
The music's been incredible, so let's keep it. Let's
still
keep it going.
It bums me out so much though.
But it's also, you know, it's one of those things you have to accept. Yes, it's sad, but his family, his legacy, the brand, like, he's still able to, you know, this is still helping take care of his family.
For a long time, yeah.
For a long time. Right. So that's the part, you know, we all want to lean in on that.
Also, Andre 3000 locks down his next acting role. They're saying he's going to be added to the cast of an upcoming film called Showing Up, according to Deadline. He's set to star with Michelle Williams. And they're saying it's a vibrant and simply funny portrait of an artist on the verge of career-changing exhibition, blah, blah, blah. I'm just happy to see Andre 3000 working. And I like him as an actor.
You're happy to see him working? He wasn't unemployed.
No, but I know. But, you know, he does what he wants.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying. So, when are you going to start acting like a rapper again?
Maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe he wants to act more.
That's why I want that.
Hard question. Do you think 3000 is just like, I don't feel like rapping? Or do you think at this point he's been elevated to such a high status that there's a level of intimidation about jumping back
in? I think it's a combination of both.
I think it's both, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's both.
Because like I love hearing stories about him wandering around the village.
Playing the clarinet.
It's cool. By the way,
or flute.
Recorder, whatever.
It's really cool. And like
I love it.
He's like the Bill Murray of rap, and I love it. But like, I kind of want a 3000 album. An Outkast album or a 3000 solo album?
I don't think he's going to give that.
I wish he could put out an album and not have to feel beholden to old expectations. You know what I'm saying? But that's just not how life works. It doesn't work like that.
But even if it's not the world's greatest album, you know it's going to have a few joints that are amazing and forever. Yeah. He may be the best to ever do it. Honestly, him at his absolute best, I don't think anyone's ever been better. Do you agree?
I don't even know what you're saying right now. When you say these like
here you
rhetorical,
start ranking again, and it's
when
just,
you
oh,
hear 3000 drop one of those verses where your head's exploding by what he's saying, I don't think any MC has ever been better than that. Maybe as good, but never better than that. 3000 has verses that are just like you're like what?
Yes, he does.
It's not just the lyrics. It's not just the way he raps. It's the way he makes you think about what he even said.
That's right.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, he's a god amongst men.
That's your flashing light report. The time is 8:05, high of 79 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
I was more impressed by how you came up with all of the descriptors and like...
I've been thinking about
God amongst men. You know what I mean? He might be, and I think he might be when he appears. And it's
because
he's short.
Right,
I'm like, wait, what, are you saying he is, or are you thinking about it right now? Or, like, what's your statement on it?
But I said it was clear, wasn't it? When he's at his best, no one's better. That doesn't mean he's the greatest of all time. But when he's at his best, God no one's better. It's great.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.